I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. After 30 years of conflict, it's no surprise that peace talks in the Democratic Republic of the Congo have many layers. One is with its neighbor Rwanda. Another is with the rebel group M23, one of more than 100 militant groups in eastern DRC. This month, M23 and the government took another step toward implementing their stalled July peace agreement. But Ilya Zadi with Open Doors International warns about another layer.
But we are saying, pay attention. This is not enough to bring peace in eastern DRC. We need to consider the activity of Islamic State there.
In particular, the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF. Like the Islamic State, ADF wants to set up Sharia law. It targets Christians as part of its strategy. One attack September 8th left at least 70 Christians killed and 100 kidnapped in one DRC village. Pray for peace, for resilience for the church, and for international attention to the DRC's long crisis. And millions of people in the Middle East, North Africa region do not know or follow Christ. The Bible is available in modern standard Arabic, a dominant trade language for the MENA region. But Dane with Unfolding Words says,
many of them have a tribal language or a heart language, which is not Arabic.
Unfolding Word is working to change this by helping believers in the MENA region translate God's word for themselves. Learn how you can help at missionnews.org. This massive project, only a few years old, is already having a tremendous impact.
The Sudanese young man was telling the Bible Society of Jordan guys, thank you for the book packages that you translated. My people group has never, ever had this. People are coming to Christ. We are planting churches in Sudan and South Sudan because of your work.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, where listeners supported by people like you. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.